Okay, Kenny Shields, here we are at the Brandywell. It's been a week or so now since you're on the job. It's been a busy few days for you.
Yeah, it has. I've been trying to collate as much information as I possibly can, and then I've been doing my meetings with players, with staff, with yourself, journalists like yourself, and radio stations, and you know, everybody wants a piece of you because you're new to the job, and I can appreciate that. And it's important that we profile the club in a way in which it's productive, and I feel that we've I've had a lot of good positive meetings with the players this week also.
Yeah. Before we look at the players, it was a very quick appointment, but by the Brandywell club here, you were in just 6 days after Paul Hegarty had left the position. And did it happen very quickly for you over those couple of days from being where you were and coming on here?
Yeah, actually I'd you know, everybody knows that Glen Torn were interested in and had discussions with them before Derry City come in. And then when Derry City come in, you know, it was a no-brainer for me. And the lure of full-time professional football, I want to be involved in that and hopefully bring a strong degree of professionalism to the club. And it's important that we work at that level.
You say it was a no-brainer. What was the main attraction for you here in Derry?
The full-time football, for a start. The city itself, I've always had an affection for Derry and the people around it. There's a warmth about the Derry people. There's a passion for football, and I share both of those. There's it's an area where I feel that I can contribute to and complement, and hopefully I can get them into a position where they're challenging.
You've spent time at the top flight in Scotland, and you're well known in Irish football. I read somewhere this week that you said you missed the local scene. What was it about the local scene that you missed, and what is it, that connection that you have with the local scene, Kenny?
I think there's an affinity there with the people that, you know, you're brought up in the county. I've been brought up in it myself, and you know, it's good to get back to people that I've got a common bond with. And you know, football's great in the professional game, but it's a hard drive when you're out there and you're away from home as well. And you know, my wife's missing the children, the grandchildren, all that sort of stuff. There's lots of things that are negative about your lifestyle, and I put my whole body and soul into football, and that's me. I embrace it, and I build relationships with people inside football, and I just want to be successful for myself and for my club.
If you're going to take Derry to another level and improve on where they were last year, I suppose the commitment has to be at that level, Kenny.
Definitely, and I'm fully committed, but I'm also appreciative that it's a long-term, a massive long-term project that I'm going to implement. And, you know, we've got to bring through young players, we've got to give them the opportunity. And with that comes the patience. We need to be patient on young players. We need to be patient on the progress. I'm not trying to buy myself more time. I'm just being totally honest about it. If we're going to go down that route and build from within, then the supporters need to acknowledge that and carry some patience with that.
Yeah, because when you don't have the budgets like what some of the big Dublin clubs have, that's your rock. That's what you have to do, Kenny.
Yes, and the chairman's been very supportive of the club, and I respect and appreciate that so much. But we have to recognise that the European money has increased over the past couple or 3 years, and clubs have prospered from that. The likes of Rovers and teams like that down south, Dundalk, you know, the money you get now is much better, which that causes an imbalance in the amount of money you have to spend. So certainly Derry have been able to meet up with the clubs that have receiving big payments now from Europe.
Yeah, so that's, I know, speaking to Philip Woodardy, the chairman, a place in Europe is the obvious target for the Candy Strips, and that'll benefit right across the board.
Yeah, you know, a place in Europe would be, it's paramount to the progress over the next 2 years to try and reach that and to try and build on what we have. And certainly the previous managers I've taken over from here have worked enormously hard. And in the latter stages, it was Paul Hegarty, and, you know, he's got a great passion. I can see that. And, you know, he's set me a good foundation. Him and Peter, they've left a good foundation for me to build on.
Yeah. You're going to start building those blocks, and I suppose the first process now is to talk to the players. I know you're still trying to tie some of the players down that are out of contract. Has the talks that you've had with those players so far been very, very positive, has it, Kenneth?
Yes, they've been positive. We've signed Aaron Barry and... we've agreed with Aaron Barry and Ryan McBride to come on board again. But we also, I have had conversations with all the players that are proximal to the club, and we've had good feedback, mutual understanding of where we need to go and what we need to do. The discussions were purely about myself and what I have to offer, and to give them some feeling about myself and me about them. So it's just the first part of building a relationship, you know, and I didn't take them out for dinner, but it was, you know, we're trying to build a relationship here, and from that, then we start to discuss about contracts. They understand that these meetings this last 6 or 7 or 8 days has been about what my philosophy is and how I want my teams to play and how they have a contribution to make to that. So it was purely about that. Finance hasn't been discussed with any of the players. And it's important that, you know, people understand that once we build these foundations, then we start to look at contracting the players and getting them on board. And sometimes that can be longer with some players than others.
Yeah. You have lost a few players. We know Mark Tomlin's going, Mark Quigley's going. It's well known that Patrick McElhinney is currently having talks and trials with Peterborough. And with some players going out, obviously all the players have to come in. And I know you're talking with the players that's here at the moment, but it's very much in the back of your mind already, is it, where you have to sort of strengthen areas of Derry, Kenny?
Yes, I do. I'm aware of that. And I will endeavour to do that. It's about putting the horse before the cart. Sorry about the cliche, but that's what it is. You have to look at sequentially and how you approach things. And I'm looking at getting players. We're doing testing with them next Tuesday. The players are in. We're looking to try and give them programs. Pierce has worked tirelessly on that, and they will know what's expected of them in the close season, and then to come back and during that close season, hopefully tie up a few contracts.
So the close season for Derry players is going to be somewhat busier, is it, than what they've experienced before?
I think so. They'll know that when we get started on the 11th of January, that the professionalism will be as good as it can be with the support mechanisms that the club will be providing. And it will be 100% incessant work to get better.
And on your backroom team, your support team, your number two was announced this week as Donal O'Brien.
Yeah.
A fantastic player when he was on the pitch. And
yes.
Off the pitch, we know him well from the Ulster Senior League, what he'd done with Coghill Celtic.
Yes.
What was his attributes that impressed you, that thought, right, this man will be good for me and good for Derry?
I think he's thorough, hard-working and honest. And, you know, those are three qualities in their own that will bring a compatibility with myself, and I feel that Donal's primed at this stage of his life to go in and have a big impact, and it's a great career move for him as well, I feel, and hopefully we can learn off each other and we take that compatibility on to implement innovative coaching styles and how we're going to move the club forward in a way in which it adds to the professionalism that's already here.
Yeah, and he's a man that the players will respect because he's won League of Ireland Player of the Year back in the 90s, and he's played at the very highest level.
That's right, and really good player, and attacking midfield, scored a lot of goals from the engine room, and you know, Donal will be able to pass on those experiences to his player, to our players.
There's lots of exciting things happening around the Branduil, and looking forward to next year. We have to mention this big derby that's going to happen next year because Finn Harps have got promoted, and it's been a while since we had a tasty derby between Derry and Finn Harps, and we're all set to get a couple of them next year, and that's the sort of occasion that players and management and supporters all look forward to and can't wait to happen.
I think there was a lot of happy people in the board on the back of the Finn Harps result, because not only did Finn Harps win, but the geographical situation that happened, it was Limerick who had gone, and obviously we can't be disrespectful to Limerick, but it earned the club some money, I think, in terms of a short trip to Finn Harps and the local derby, which will hopefully fill the Branduil. If we get two home games, that's even better against them. So, you know, these are things that the supporters like to see, and, you know, they can have a little bit of rivalry, and, you know, they're going to have that certain amount of tribalism in the games, and that's good. That's good for football. That's what it's about. It's local parishes playing against each other, and I'm excited by that.
Just finally, Kenny, what do you feel that Kenny Shields can bring to Derry City and can do for Derry City?
Well, as I've already said, it's about stage management and how you stage and sequence what you do, and you add your skill sets and you drip feed information to people, and you work in good delegation, add to the professionalism, as I've said, that's already here, build bridges throughout the city, trying to make sure, we're not going to get a third bridge either, but or a fourth one, but try to make sure that people are, that there's transparency and it's clarity in what we do, so that people can see that we're working in the best interests of football in the city, and also to get good, strong relationships with local football clubs, local football leagues. All of that is paramount to the success of the club.
And if you can pick up a trophy, a bit of silverware on the way, no matter if it's a cup, it's going to be an added bonus, is it?
As I said, it's in the sequence of the long-term plan that I have. And at what stage of that sequence, we don't want to be too presumptuous, but we want to try to consolidate this season to get us in the position to challenge. If the people are happy with the product that's on the pitch, then all the better, and we'll look to try and improve upon that.
Kenny, many thanks for talking to Highland Radio Sport. We wish you all the best with your position as manager of Derry City, and we'll be speaking to you again real soon.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you. Thanks, Oisin.